Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today, let me share something with you. I've had to learn this one over and over and over and over. I probably still have to teach it to myself, too. This is a hard one to get, but it's one of the principles of success. It's called patience. Patience. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten myself into a jam or a situation because I got impatient, because I wanted something to happen now, so I made a move on my own. I tried to push something. I wanted the results of it now. And, you know, I kind of think that's human nature. I think all of us are guilty of that from time to time. But I was guilty of it a lot. You know, I just wanted what I wanted right now, and I did some things to try to push it forward. Here's the thing that I had to learn about patience. First of all, success is not an overnight process. It's a long, daunting task. And I'm not saying it to sound discouraging to anyone, but I'm saying it so you can prepare yourself. If you have any aspirations of becoming successful, get ready for the dogfight of your life. Get ready for one of the hardest things you'll ever attempt to do, and that's become successful. Now, that those requirements of becoming successful is what stops most people. Once they strike out on the road to success and they see how difficult it is, how many pitfalls, setbacks, hardships, how high the mountain is to climb, how deep them valleys get sometimes, man, how strong the current is in the rivers you have to cross, how really icy cold it can get out there sometimes. And man, Lord have mercy, how incredibly hot it is out there sometimes. It's all of it. Becoming successful is all of the things you could imagine that can happen. It's going to probably happen. Now, it's how you handle it and how you view it determines whether you get through it. How you handle it and how you view it determines how you get through it, because it's going to happen. And so what you've got to learn in this process of success is patience. That is going to be some days when you're trying to get it right, when you're trying to get it together, that it's going to be some setbacks. that it's going to be some difficult days and difficult times ahead, that it's going to be some moments, man, when you just feel like you don't have enough to go on. You can, you will, and you have to, but you got to be patient. See, so many people give up right before the turn can even happen for them. You've heard old people say, you've heard the saying that it's always darkest before the dawn, which simply means, you know, I mean, this is about as pitch black as it get around 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, 5. It's pitch black because I don't know, it just feels that way, don't it? You know, it's darkest before the dawn. Every accomplishment that I've had in my life, every jump in stature, every award, every increment, every dollar climb, every raise, every elevation in my career or my life, almost all of them came on the heels of a setback. Almost all of them came off of a situation that I was working through that was about to bring me down that I didn't see an answer to. Almost all of my successes, awards, rewards, however you want to look at it, came on the heels of something that could have been devastating or something perilous for me. I don't know about you, but that's how it's happened for me. I mean, right when it looked hopeless, when I didn't see a way, here came the blessing. I mean, man, I cannot even tell you. Something tragic was happening in my life when the book came out. Something tragic was happening in my life when Family Feud came along. Something had gone incredibly wrong when I started the syndicated radio show in 2005. I'm telling you, man, I don't know why it is that way, but that old saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, is so true. When I lost something and I lost what I thought was everything I had, here comes the blessing that caused me to have everything I got. I can't explain it. I don't know why it is, but it's simply, to me, it's a test of my faith. You know, Petey Pablo got a song out on this album that he came out with back in 2000 something called Diary of a Sinner. I'm not a big hip hop fan, so I ain't trying to flex that information. It just happens to be my favorite hip hop album I've ever heard. I don't know the name of the song, but one of the lyrics is, he says, he was talking about being down half a tank of gas, 2 cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray. But I realized it was only a test of my faith. And right when he was about to give up, something jumped off for him. But I see, I've been in that situation where I've been down to a half a tank of gas and I was scraping up change in an ashtray. I think a lot of people can relate to that. But off the heels of almost all of my mishaps and demises came a success story. Because it is a test of your faith. It is, do you really want what you say you want? Are you really determined as you think you are? Are you really going to trust in me like you say you trust in me? Are you going to wait like you say you're going to wait? Or are you going to lose your patience and go take matters into your own hands? Because I can't tell you the mistakes I've made like that. I've taken matters into my own hands and had some just messed up everything. Just rushing because I want it now. So I, you know, sign a deal here that ain't really that good a deal, but I'm signing it because I need to make this now. I need to try to push this to happen. And then when a big deal was around the corner, I couldn't because I was into this little deal. Had I just waited, man, had I just waited and not lost patience, what God had for me was just around the corner. And that's what happens to a lot of us. I had two women on my show the other day who were just sitting on stage just crying, man, because they had been blindsided. Their husbands came in and just said, I'm leaving. I want a divorce. And they didn't see it coming. And this one lady was saying, well, who am I if I'm not his wife? Who am I? She had a 21-year-old son. Who am I if I'm not his wife? Well, you know, what the long story, I had some experts here to give him some help in what to do. This guy wrote his wife a $550 check and just said, here it is. I'm not giving you nothing else. And he walked out. I said, oh, my goodness, man. This woman was devastated. But there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity in losing what you think is losing your husband and your primary breadwinner. Is a chance to discover, well, who am I? You know, if you've been lost in this world talking about who am I if I'm not his wife, well, here's going to be a great time for you to discover who you really are. And then it could also be a great time for you to discover a man that really does love you and stand by you. All of my successes have come off of heels of great demise. Think about it, y'all. Stay patient. God is always coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back now, Junior.
What's up, huh?
Truth be told. Now, what is this one? This is the one we figure out?
Nah, this is just a situation that we everybody be dealing with, and I'm just talking about it, just telling the truth about a situation, how to handle it.
All right, go
ahead. We told you this yesterday.
Well, hell, I'm still confused, as is a lot of the listeners.
Oh, good.
Now, I speak up on behalf of listeners.
They know. Come on, Junior.
All right, then, Uncle. Well, I'm just telling you, today's issue is we talking about people that we all can't stand. These people exist. And they exist in droves. And a lot of them are our friends. I'm talking about cheap people. People that's just cheap for no doggone reason. We talking about the penny pinchers.
Tommy.
El Cheapo.
Shut up. Go ahead, Tommy.
Financial deprived group. These people that complain about everything, want to do everything, but don't want to pay.
Don't ever get a check.
I'm telling you, these people here is getting on my nerves. You can't do nothing. You go out to eat. How come they always upset of anything over $15? Anything over $15 deserves a comment. They going to bring it up. Why this fish got to be $15? Where they get it from? What kind of fish is $15? Ain't no fish I ever had $15.
Mississippi, Monica.
Yeah. It don't matter where you go, out of town. Why the hotel so high? The hotel got to be this high. Where we sleeping at?
Damn. You know,
it don't matter what it is. They cheap.
Damn.
You're right.
Well, I figured out a way for us to handle cheap people. And to deal with them, the way we have to deal with cheap people now is bring up their financial woes before they do.
Yes, sir.
That's the best way I found out. Like, we got probably going on vacation about a couple days, going down to Florida. Yeah. I called him already. I said, dog, I found you a way to get to Florida. I know you don't want to fly with the rest of us, but they got a racehorse leaving right now. You got to get your ass on this horse today. Okay, it don't matter what it is they doing. Dog, I know you don't want to sleep in the room with us, but pimp, I found a way for you to sleep in the lobby for $24.95 per night. You just got to bring up their financial woes before
get it
they
out the way first.
Okay.
You got to get theirs up out the way first, Jay. Like, if we going out to eat, dog, I know you don't want to eat with us, but I'll let you buy my doggy bag for $9.95. Because we know you ain't buying nothing over $15.
That's nasty.
Yeah, dog, what is how you got to do it, Tommy? They ain't finna pay for it. You just got to deal with cheap people best way you can.
Well, see, Monica, and they not that cheap.
No, we
do. Yeah, they have dignified. They not going to buy your damn doggy bag.
Well, they don't have to if they going to eat. They ain't finna
pay. But they
going to
complain about the price.
Yeah, they we ain't got time for all that.
They talk
Shirley
about it.
Shirley trying to keep all her money for shopping.
Well, she complaining and ain't paying.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I complaining about? Shirley. I'm not paying.
It's all good.
Shirley, I love Shirley, but Shirley doesn't acknowledge that the check actually came out.
To the table.
Why?
To the table.
Why acknowledge it?
That's true, too.
Jay and I have gone out to eat a couple of times.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up,
Rocco?
I like this
table. I'm talking about cheap. I said, let me get on in here with all this money I got.
Let's go.
There ain't nothing cheap about these nugget rings I got on.
No, man.
You can't be cheap with this much gold. 15 gold chains, all different size eagles.
Wow.
And when you know you're pimping, baby. Hey, what's going on, Junior?
What happened, Roscoe? My hero.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Roscoe, man?
I'm a man over that little Tommy, man. Me and him schooling, man. And hey, new man jamming. What up, baby?
What up, Roscoe? How you doing, man?
Hey, name, what up, Shirley?
Hey, Roscoe, how you doing? Loving your Eagles.
Hey, Shirley, let me ask you before I get you deep on anything right now. How your man going?
Oh, it's going well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good. I'm good. I like your man. Your man is kind of cool. I've seen him out a couple of times. Nice guy. Thank you.
I'll tell him.
Nice guy. I heard he got barbershop over there, but he don't know how to cut curls, so I got to stay away. I don't need nobody to cut my hair. I bought the last 85 boxes of Stay Free. I bought Curl Free, yellow, red bottle, got it all. I'm set for life. Hey, what's going on, Garland?
Hey, Roscoe, what's happening?
Uh-oh.
You know me, everything. What y'all in here talking about this morning?
The president.
President, you know, I'm gonna give old Trump a chance. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna give him a chance, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna let him do what he gonna do. You know, ain't much of a damn thing. I'm gonna let him go and do it though.
Okay.
Really?
Did you see him push that guy out of the way, Roscoe? Did you see that?
I like that. That was good, boy.
That was rude.
Get your punk ass country out of the way.
Roscoe, that wasn't cool.
That was not nice, Roscoe.
We the United States. We ain't finna stand in the back of Boca stop you.
Of who?
Yeah, but we're back of where?
Where's the
everybody stand in the back of Boca stop you. We don't know where that little ass country at.
But you didn't think it was rude for him to push the guy like that?
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do over there. You know, I travel all around. I go to Europe, perform.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, they ain't all that nice of people now.
Wait, well, you been
you
where in Europe?
They be talking about
what part of Europe were you in?
Damn that.
He be lying.
Push it, punk ass.
He didn't say excuse me or nothing. Yeah, that was
kind of rude. Look, Trump don't know Boca stop you. So what are you going to say excuse me for?
Because he's
the
president.
He don't know how to speak the language.
To have manners. You got to have
presidential-like behavior, Roscoe. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
How y'all want this man to have presidential-like behavior when he ain't have presidential-like qualification?
He cracking himself up.
Oh, what the hell wrong with this?
Hey, Roscoe, I'm going to switch gears for a minute and ask you.
You hire a pimp, you're going to get pimped. You hire a player, you're going to get played on.
Yeah,
what you want?
Yeah.
You hire a hunter, you're going to get shot.
Whoa.
If you hire a hunter, then what you going to do? You're going to get shot. Yeah. You're going to bring a gun. What you got, Sheriff? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you about something that's near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. Are you going to Oakland to perform at the game tonight for the finals, you know?
Game one.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna do the after part.
Ooh. Oh, you sound excited.
What are you singing there? What are you gonna sing at the game, Roscoe? What you gonna sing? What you sing?
I'm gonna sing a song I wrote.
What is it?
Yeah, McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
Oh. You wrote
Excuse me. Let me have this. You wrote Ain't No Stopping Us Now, because your last name is not McFadden or Whitehead. So you wrote...
That's what he said, Carla.
I knew both of them daddy.
What happened?
Where were their names? He knew their daddies, McFadden
Max Skinny
and
Blackhead. I knew
All right, coming up next is Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann going to be here with today's national news. We got the latest overnight developments from the White House. Damn shame I get to say that every day.
Every day.
And it's always something new. You're right, man.
Push somebody, that's for sure.
Plus, Tommy gonna run that prank back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You not graduate.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Trevon, please.
This? Him? Who is this?
My name is Joseph. I work over in Student Affairs. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you're supposed to be, this is your fifth year here at the university. You're graduating in the next 7-8 days, am I right?
Yes, sir. I'll be out of this joint.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving you a call. We got a bit of a problem here that we want to try and discuss with you, and maybe we can get you over at Student Affairs and come in and have a meeting with us, but we wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, you took one of your last subjects was English, and you had an English exam with a, you guys were writing an essay. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It seems that we got some problems here that the professor there is actually insinuating that you may have cheated on this essay that you've actually written.
What? Cheated? No.
From what he's telling us here at Student Affairs is that you may have plagiarized some things that were in your essay.
Dude, no, I didn't plagiarize nothing that was in the essay. Everything is documented like it should be. So I don't know what you're talking about. Especially cheating on no exam or no paper, nothing like that. You must got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, not at all. You're actually Mr. Trevon, correct?
I mean, that's me, but I didn't cheat on no exam or no paper, okay, for that matter.
Okay, well, let me try to bring you up to speed here, Trevon. What we're going to need is we're going to need you to actually come in and talk to us over here at Student Affairs so we can try to get this thing rectified. But I will let you know, it's going to take a few more days longer than graduation. So as of right now, you're actually not going to be walking and graduating with the rest of the students.
Dude, you got me messed up. What you mean I'm not going to be walking?
Well, until we get this situation rectified here, you're not going to be graduating with the rest of the students. Now,
Dog, I don't know what y'all got to do, but y'all need to figure it out or find out what the problem is. Man, I didn't cheat on no exam. The hell are you talking about, dude? My family is coming down here, and you talking about cheating on an English exam. The hell I look like cheating on an exam for, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Man, now, y'all need to fix it, like, right now, like today while we're on the phone.
We can't do that. It's a sensitive subject. And like I said, it seems like it's plagiarism.
I mean,
you know, if we can get you to actually come over to Student Affairs next Wednesday.
Man, you got me up. What you mean next Wednesday, dude? I'm graduating in a few days. What you talking about next Wednesday, man? Like, why my professor didn't give me a call? Why are you calling me?
Sir, this is not something that professors actually take care of. This is a Student Affairs situation. Now, and it's a very sensitive situation. Now, what we want to do is try to get this thing taken care of. And if what you're saying is actually true, then you'll probably graduate in August
dude, you got me. I'm telling you right now, this is some. You got me. August, man. I'm graduating this semester. I've been here too long to go through some my last few weeks of school, and you talking about August?
I'm not even trying to hear what you got to say, man.
My family is coming down here from everywhere to see me graduate. Man, I'm the first girl to graduate from my family. You talking about some talking about cheating on the paper? A paper, dude? A paper? Man, you got me up, man. I'm going to work two and three jobs to see me through this school, and now I'm getting ready to graduate, and you talking about I got to wait until August to graduate? Man, hell no. I'm on my way to the office right now, and you can tell whoever the professor is that I'm on my way, and he needs to be there, too.
Sir, all I can really tell you is that we can try and get this thing rectified as early as next Wednesday.
Like, man, what's your name again? And where is your office?
I'm at Student Affairs. I'm Joseph.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to get in my car right now, and I'm about to come over there, and we're going to handle this today. And how you singling me out? Cheating on the exam or paper, man? What the is that?
Sir, all they're saying is the professor saying that there's a possibility of plagiarism here.
Man, are you kidding me, dude? I've been here 5 years. I'm the first male to graduate from college, man. My grandma is 82 years old, and she's coming here to see me graduate. And you're telling me some about cheating on the paper, and I gotta wait till August to graduate? Man, that. Man, you tell that professor to come to your office right now because I'm already in my car on my way to come to your office, and we're going to handle this today. That man, you got me with somebody.
I don't have
man.
Any more room on my schedule to actually pull anybody in today.
How the you going to call me with some like this? Talking about you ain't got room on your schedule? Man, hell no. Mr. whatever your name is, I'm on my way to your office
Joseph,
right now. And all
Joseph,
I got to tell you, all
sir.
I got to tell you, and I'm telling you up front, it's going to be a problem if I ain't graduating in a few days. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with my family, my mama. We don't play this, man. You got to stop.
Sir, is there a possibility that maybe you plagiarized and didn't know that you did that?
Dude, man, what the you mean? The paper was over some that I already knew.
Sir, can I tell you one more thing and then I'll actually.
You can't tell me a thing. You didn't already call me with some. Something I can't graduate with my class after I done been this for 5 years, then sacrifice and study my off, and you telling me I can't graduate until August? You ain't got to tell me.
I do have one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll let you be on your way, okay?
Man, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Dude, go ahead. I'm telling you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone called by your best friend, Brian.
What? Hello? Man. Dude, somebody gonna playing jokes like that, dude. Man, do you know how hard I worked in school to get out this 5 years? 5 years. Man, I'm telling you.
Man, you are the first black male in your family to graduate from college. You're doing it big, boy.
Man, I know, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can tell you it's been a journey, man.
I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's that Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is. You ain't graduating.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh,
y'all feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Man, please. Yeah. People deserve to be pranked.
Oh, goodness.
It's necessary.
Okay.
I'm going to prank somebody, but I ain't going to say it
right
now. June 30th, Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. It's going down. It's MegaFest. It's the comedy show called A Time to Laugh. June 30th at the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Tickets on sale right now. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, and the headliner is Cedric the Entertainer.
All right, Tommy, now this story goes right with your prank. This is a college student in Florida who tried to prove that he should get a good grade by locking his professor in her office until she was willing to let him take a makeup exam. What? Jude Shadu Akachukwu is accused of trapping Heather Holly, a math professor at Santa Fe College, in her office because he felt he deserved a shot at a new exam. But she managed to escape, at which point he threw himself on the floor and began crying and screaming. What? When she worked her way down the hall to the room where she was supposed to be teaching another class, Akachukwu followed her and interrupted the lesson plan numerous times. Holly called cops to remove the student, who was charged with false imprisonment, as well as cocaine possession, marijuana possession, with intent to sell, and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription.
His ass gonna get put out the country.
Yeah, all that
for makeup exam. Why can't they get this again?
Them set up there and messed
who?
Up.
Wait, who?
Akachukwu.
I need to take the test again. Why? Why can't I take it again?
Get your ass out the country.
But why? Why can't I take it?
Miss Ann is coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with the news, but Kathy Griffin, I don't know, some people say she may have gone too far this time. You know, she can be shocking sometimes with her humor and everything. She posted a picture of her holding up a bloody replica of the head of President Donald Trump. Kathy Griffin attempted to defend herself by explaining the intent of the photo on Twitter, saying, "I do not condone any violence by my fans or others to anyone ever. I'm merely mocking the mocker in chief." However, not everyone is buying the shocking photo, including Hillary and Bill Clinton, their grown-up daughter Chelsea, and Donald Trump Jr. Chelsea tweeted, "This is vile and wrong. It is never funny to joke about killing a president." Donald Trump Jr. offered an even harsher assessment. He wrote, "Disgusting, but not surprising. This is the left today. They consider this acceptable. Imagine a conservative did this to Obama as POTUS." What are you talking about? With the heat on, Kathy took to Twitter again to apologize in a 30-second video. She said, "I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far." She crossed that ledge, that edge, Steve, that you talk about so often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the edge.
Mm-hmm. It's right there.
That ain't the edge. That's off the cliff.
That's off the cliff. She did it. She knew it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, she said she's sorry. That's it, you know.
What do you think's worse, Steve? Monique or Kathy Griffin?
Oh, no.
Quiet in here. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's quiet in here. Yeah. Got real quiet.
He is the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough when you go out there on the president, especially something like that, bloody head. Mm-hmm.
We were mad when they did it to Obama.
You know, it doesn't make it. You can't do it, though.
Yeah, that's wrong.
No.
That's
you can't
wrong.
Do it. Yeah. And but I don't know what they can do to Kathy Griffin, though.
Yeah. So you think Kathy should have brought
Kathy
career
Griffin is say she can't host New Year's Eve with
with Ryan Seacrest.
Right. No, with Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
But she can be in a Tyler Perry show, though. She can.
Yeah, Tyler would put in. Yeah, you think she should have brought career out, too? Before to this last joke.
No, she all right, though. Cause
go back, career. I'm good.
Well, she's apologized. And come on, man.
She's white.
She's white. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be the same effect.
You know, Jay know all the white women.
I know a lot of them, yes. I think as a white woman, she did go too far, right? Knowing white like I know white, yeah, she went too far. Yeah.
And you know white.
And I know white. Don't judge me.
The ramifications for Monique will go further.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Monique's problem or Tiger Woods' problem?
Monique. I mean, Tiger's problem. Man.
Yeah. Oh, Tiger. Tiger going to get out of
Tiger
this.
Tiger be all right, yeah.
All he got to do is quit wanting people to love him. That's his whole damn problem.
That is.
If he stopped that, he'll be okay. You wasn't drinking. You said it. It was medication prescription. That can be proven. Boom. Mm-hmm. He out. Right. He clean. Yeah. Soon as he quit expecting everybody, he's not going to be loved like he was before. You had them women. People ain't going to forgive you for that. It's cool.
All right, Steve.
Get your ass back to playing golf.
Let's bring in Miss Ann.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Yeah, we got a lot of controversy out there. Several news organizations are reporting that President Trump is about to announce a U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement later today. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says a move like that would pose a grave threat to the planet's future. And the Congresswoman says the majority of Americans in both parties know that climate change is real and want some clear and decisive action to address it. She also adds that, quote, Democrats are going to continue to support the strong action of states, cities, and the private sector to halt the march of climate change, no matter how destructive and short-sighted the decisions of this administration continue to be, unquote. Diplomats leaving Afghanistan in droves today after a deadly bomb attack in Kabul. At least 80 people are dead, more than 400 others wounded. The Turkish embassy was one of several diplomatic missions that was damaged by the car bombing. Officials say the blast occurred near the German embassy, and both the Indian and Japanese missions also reported some damage. The U.S. embassy located in a different part of town. The results of a new Kaiser Family Foundation survey shows that most Americans do not want the Republican health care plan to become law. Unfortunate sign of the times. Authorities say LeBron James's Los Angeles home vandalized yesterday morning. The intruder scrawled racist graffiti on his front gate. Luckily, the James family wasn't there. But at a news conference, LeBron, unfortunately, being black in this country, says it's just difficult.
It just goes to show that that racism will always be a part of America. And, you know, hate, especially for African American, is living every day. And no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough.
And James says he thought about poor young Emmett Till, who was only 14 and brutally tortured and murdered by two white men. On another subject, of course, Game 1 NBA Finals takes place tonight with the Cavs at the Warriors. But in another case of intolerance and ugliness, a noose has been found at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. The museum's director is Kinshasa Holman-Conwell.
I am concerned about this act of cowardice. We don't let acts of cowardice like this deter us. We are, if anything, even more vigilant.
That's right. She says they're going to be vigilant and they will go on. Remember the D.C. sniper? Well, a federal judge has thrown out the life without parole sentence handed down to Lee Boyd Malvo. He was only 17 when he was arrested along with his surrogate stepfather, John Allen Muhammad. A North Carolina judge threw Malvo's sentence out because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says mandatory sentences for juveniles are unconstitutional. So the judge has ordered a new sentencing hearing for the convicted partner of the D.C. sniper, Lee Boyd Malvo, arrested with Muhammad in 2002 for a series of shootings. John Allen Muhammad, you may remember, was executed. Today is Global Day of Parents, National Flip a Coin Day, and Don't Give Up the Ship Day. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's him.
We love him.
Okay, he's not going to say my name. Hello, this is Eugene Antoine Ferguson. I don't know. He brings everybody out, but won't bring me out. Listen, I want to say this. There's something very major going on in my life right now.
Oh, really?
I just have to share it with the world.
Okay.
I do. I am getting ready to audition for a play called Braveheart.
Like the movie?
Yes.
What? Are you going to play the Mel Gibson part?
Yes, I am auditioning for William Wallace.
You ain't finna be no damn man. Mel Gibson. Yeah. That's my favorite movie, man.
He can do it. He can do it.
No, he can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, man.
Steven, I've been working so hard and diligently. I really have. And I have partnered up. I have a new acting coach who is J. Anthony Brown. He is going to help me with what I'm doing.
I believe you can do it. You ready?
So here he is.
The hell you seen Jay?
You ready?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Uh-oh. Okay.
Jay was in Drumline, boy.
That's right. Oh, he sure was.
Yeah, you ready? You ready?
Okay, here it is. Sons of Scotland. I am William Wallace.
William Wallace was 7 feet tall, man.
Yes, I heard. Kills me in about 100. And if he were here, right here, he would consume English and 5 miles from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have to come and fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with our freedom? Will you fight?
We will fight.
Fighting, you may die.
Why are you out of breath?
Run and you'll, because I'm riding a horse.
Oh.
Fighting, you may die. Run and you will live, at least for a while. And dying in your bed, and dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade the days from this day to die for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell your enemies that make take your lives, but they will never take your freedom?
Oh, that was great. That was fantastic, man.
I think you get the part. Great. I think you get the part.
Yeah, but just slow down. Slow down. You did very good. Yeah. And don't say that, Steve. Please.
You stupid. Jay, you stupid and you suck.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Wait, Steve, maybe you didn't hear the last part again.
Here it is.
That makes the that
Would
makes
you
the
be
wrong.
Willing to trade all of your days for this day? To that, for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom!
I love it.
Oh, insane. Insane.
And then I ride across the field with my skirt on.
Right there is called a kilt.
It's a skirt.
One more time, Butterfly.
I said, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
All right. Thank you, Butterfly.
I'm sorry. And sing.
Yeah, and sing. All right, coming up next, Steve is going to go to OHA meetings. OHA meetings. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. Let's go. Shirley, what are you talking about? What are these OHA?
Yeah, Steve, it's...
We've kind of decided.
Yeah, we've all kind
yeah,
of
yeah, we've come together and as a group, yeah, and we've made a decision because we love you. You're our fearless leader, and we want...
We're concerned.
Yeah.
And you need this.
Yeah, you need this.
You need this. OHA, Steve, and for those of you who don't know, it stands for Over-Hosting Anonymous.
You have that.
Over-Hosting Anonymous.
Over-Hosting, sir.
Yeah. And you got to go to the meetings.
You have to go to the meetings.
Get the chips and everything. Hi, my name is Steve.
You have to do all that. Yeah. And I'm an over-hoster.
We see signs of it.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. And we want to help you, Steve.
We know other people who've had it.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Seacrest, he has
it. Great example.
Dick Clark had it.
Oh, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark really had it.
Yeah, Dick Clark really had it. Yeah. And you have it.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell definitely has it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon had it for a minute, but they stopped it.
Yeah.
Abruptly, didn't they?
Yeah. He quit. Yeah, he quit. Yeah. So, Steve, you know, in lieu of all that, in light of all of that, we just came together as a group to help you. So, Tommy,
let me ask you. When do you think that the whole over-hosting started? I mean, how old were you when you were just when you started hosting? When did it appear?
I don't really see it as a problem.
Denial. That's the first sign.
The sign is denial.
Yeah, that's the sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, it's worse than I thought.
It is. It's pretty bad. It's worse than
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is it true that you have taken on another hosting job?
Uh-oh. Yes, it is.
When is that? Well,
yeah, when is that?
Yeah, that's this summer. It's Steve Harvey's Thunderdome, as well as
so you have two
big shots for every young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh my God, this is worse than we thought.
Yeah, it is.
And is there something else?
Is there something else that we don't know about?
Showtime at the Apollo is coming.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Father of God.
Oh,
Father of God. This is worse than I thought.
Yeah. You have OHA to the worst degree.
He's an overhoster. He's an overhoster.
I don't see the problem with this.
Tommy, you have UA.
Don't try to turn it. That's what they do. Try to turn it.
This is about you, Steve. We're here to help.
It's about you.
Yeah, this is about you. Yeah.
Is it true that you've called trying to get Soul Train back up? So you can host that?
Okay. We've heard that.
We've heard that, yeah.
Heard rumors.
Shamar Moore has been calling.
He's deflected.
And Anthony Anderson.
He is.
Yeah. And so you don't see it as a problem yourself, Steve? You know?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's very bad that you don't see it.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. And is it true that you constantly, you never, ever are seen without a suit on, ever, no matter?
Yeah. Oh.
All the time. You always have, you're ready to
not
host.
Entirely true, but for the most part, I would have to say
yes. This is not looking good.
And we've been told that even when you're in the shower, you start hosting to yourself.
You host yourself. Yeah. Hosting alone.
Hosting alone. That's alone.
Well, I'm actually talking to body parts in the shower.
Oh.
And you're hosting them.
You're hosting your body parts.
He's an over-hoster. He's a clear sign.
This is the worst case.
Yeah, well, I have my own mic.
Mike on a rope, is that
it's on the stand actually.
Wow.
Yeah. In the shower.
Well, we're gonna send you to OHA is Overhosters Anonymous. And you'll be there with other people who have the problem and you know, you guys kinda like the camp that you have for boys, and you guys will be able to ride horses and barbecue and chat it up, you know. Some of the
Maybe when he's in a room full
with people who have the same problem, you could see yourself.
Anthony, you'll be going to the TC meetings.
What is TC?
That's a meeting of turncoats.
do you understand we're trying to help
we're
you?
We're trying to help, yes.
Let me ask you this. This last one is crucial. Is it true you've been thinking about hosting the Tom Joyner Show?
No, but Jay is.
All right, Nephew Tommy's. Nephew Tommy's prank phone call coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, come on, fool.
NBA party. That's the prank, Uncle Steve. NBA party. That's all y'all need to know.
So stupid.
Huh?
I know it. I just know it. Yeah.
Just right there.
But you support him, though, Jay. So what's the problem?
I know it, but he has OP.
What's OP?
Over pranking.
Like, you ain't over murdered the hit.
All of these diseases.
We all suffer from something here.
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah. This is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah. I think it's cool. Yeah, well, no, you don't need to bring it, unless, of course, you know, you're drinking something special. But, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah. I'm going to be here all day. But, you know, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going. Everything's going to be laid out. So, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right. Just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Right, so got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick. How much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like three boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
I mean, I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone been ringing back and forth. I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but three guys, man. It ain't but three guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But, you know, yeah. Come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Wait, is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. I got it's three guys. Me, I make four. You know,
so three other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on. It's fine.
All right. Later.
Hello.
Hey, Brad, Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more. I'm gonna bring one more person with me,
wait,
dog.
Hold, pump your brakes, player. Wait, hold up, hold the up. Now,
what's up?
You Marcus's friend?
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you Poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up in the Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, man, I mean, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. But I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So, if you're coming through, you come through. You know, bring one or two people with you. But that's it.
Okay. But listen, here's what I decided. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that's that cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of so come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here. So I'll send her and her girls for the nails done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here, though.
Okay. Bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. Mine, you know, my friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from my husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep
wait,
that
hold
on.
Hold on, back up. You bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, no, I mean, this one, Simone is, her last name is
that's my last name.
Hold on, dog. This Simone is light skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's.
How long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog, me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until like a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some. Oh,
she reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with her dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. You my wife.
Dog,
I don't give a about you. I don't give a about her either. And here you are, they say, you know what? I've always believed this. There are no mistakes up in this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be, so it's funny how you call me.
Okay, listen, man. Listen.
How do you get this number?
My boy gave me
this number. No, it's no question how you get this number. You probably called me directly from her. That's how you got this number.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know, I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife? just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380. I got a Smith. I got a Wesson. I got a size 14 Taylor to go right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay. Hey man. Listen. My boy gave me your number, man. So
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me though that you don't know?
Well, say something.
Hey, Brad, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me to prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a This is some I'm going to get all y'all in here.
Hey, Brad, what was you going to do with the party, man?
Look at here, man. This is about to be a can of whoop in this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? Not bad?
Yeah.
Huh?
Very good.
How y'all feel about that?
I think you're going to really get it one day.
We're
going to
get a call one day. I'm down at the...
Come get me.
Come and get me.
I didn't prank Shaq once. I'm going to prank him now about his foot. We want you to come in and get it...
Yeah. And get it cut off.
Hey, it's going down June 30th, MegaFest. That's right, MegaFest in Dallas, Texas. We are having a comedy show called A Time to Laugh. You do not want to miss it. It's Friday night, June 30th, at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, hosted by the Prank Fool. That's me, Nephew Tommy, and then Mo Fool. There's a headliner, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes.
Tickets on sale right now. Bishop T.D. Jakes, here we come, sir. Nice and clean, I promise you.
Yeah. No cursing at all?
None allowed.
How in the hell do y'all do
that? Don't forget, guys, it's going down tonight in Oakland at the Oracle Arena, game one of the NBA Finals.
Here we go, baby.
Life skin.
Your team, Steve, the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors.
Light skin.
Hey, what's a good thing to bet on right now?
Yeah.
Like outside of who gonna win or lose,
mm-hmm.
when you got a big championship game, what else can you vote on? I mean, bet on.
How many rebounds?
Hold it, wait a minute, Tommy. What now?
I'm asking. When you got a big championship game like this,
something else, a side bet, huh?
What's a side bet instead of who gonna win or who gonna lose? What's a good bet?
You can bet on who gonna have the most points.
Yeah.
You can bet on the score if the score over 100 or not. You know, you can bet on who going to win the first game. You can bet on who going to win the second one. You can bet on, you know.
Can you bet on who going to win the jump, the tip?
I mean, that's stupid, but yeah.
People bet like that. They do. Mm-hmm.
Strawberry Letter coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the crazy Strawberry Letter is coming up next. Get ready for that. But first, according to a report in the New York Post, listen, guys, more and more rich men who spend time vacationing, like in the Hamptons and things like that, they're getting vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
Why, do you ask? They're getting vasectomies so women looking to settle down mm-hmm. cannot trap them by getting pregnant. You know, that's big. That is big. These guys who want to have fun, you know, over the summer like we all do, mm-hmm. They want to, you know, hop from bed to bed, as it were. They believe they have been lied to by women who claim they're on the pill when they're actually not on the pill. Okay, women who attempt and sometimes succeed in such a stunt know that they're in line for 18 to 20 years of child support if they can pull it off. And since the guys are rich, those would really be some big checks coming in, you know?
So Shirley, you mean them three?
Huh?
You mean them three, don't you?
Oh, Jay, Tommy, and Steve.
You're not worried about it, Jim.
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about this story. You can take my mic off. Turn my mic off. I don't
have since the guys are rich, you know, there would be some big checks coming in, like I said, sometimes in the big six
Remember
figures.
Ray Donovan? They had an episode where the guy, they came.
You a Ray Donovan fan?
In the beginning, I was. I watched the very first one where the lady was taking a condom. And Ray Donovan had to protect him to come in and got the condom. Because she put it on ice.
Yep.
And she was going to get pregnant. Get the sperm. So that happens. Yeah. That happens. Yeah.
Even to athletes. Even if you have a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My eggs and they just
they're gone.
There's no way.
No way.
No.
Way.
Yeah,
you're so old. You ain't need.
Yeah, so you're right, Steve.
And they're not eggs. They shouldn't have eggs.
They mine are eggs.
You shouldn't have eggs.
I said eggs.
Jay.
How the hell you got eggs?
Yeah, I got eggs.
Jay, you didn't.
Yeah, man. What did Junior say?
Oh, this is it.
I'm falling apart.
Sick and die. Here we go.
Sick and die. I ain't got to do it. My sperm is not swimming. It's backstroking. So I ain't worried about nothing.
She say my egg.
My egg. No, I ain't got that to worry about. No.
All right. So there you go.
A miracle from God.
Shirley, what are we doing?
We're doing a strawberry letter.
The strawberry letter.
Strawberry letter, huh? Buckle up. Hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
Here we go. Subject, yes, years and years of cheating. Mm. Dear Steve, Shirley, and Tommy, I'm a wife of 14 years. I've been with my husband for 18 years. We were together as young teenagers. He doesn't know that I've been seeing someone else since before we got married. I love this other man simply for the man that he is. When we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has limitless sex drive is what she meant to say, and pleases me every time. About a year ago, I began a sexual relationship with another man who I care very much for. I love his company, I love the sex, and I feel safe when we are together. My husband and I spend 90% of our time arguing, screaming, yelling, and slinging insults. I know everyone will say that it's because of my cheating, but my husband has no idea. Never busted me. It's more about his shortcomings. He hardly works, I pay mostly everything, and I don't respect him for that. I love him, but I don't like who he has become. Sometimes I pray that he comes home after I am asleep so I don't have to hear his voice. He failed me. I believed in him. But in all these years, he has failed to deliver. His only true passion is smoking weed. Am I wrong for running to the arms of two very successful men? Well, morally, yeah, I know. Take that all in, right? Morally, yes, of course you're wrong. I mean, you know as well as I do that this is adultery and that cheating is wrong. You know that. But, I mean, why did you write the letter is the question. Is this like a true confession sort of thing that you just wanted to get this off your chest? What is really going on with you? And I'm, quite frankly, I'm not surprised that your husband never caught you, because usually women are just way smarter than men at cheating. But having said that, you are miserable in your marriage and something else is going on. You're cheating with not one but two different men. I don't get that. Why just haven't you filed for divorce? You're some sort of serial cheater, I think.
Wow.
That's an interesting statement.
I think she's sort of, some sort of, really, you know, I think you enjoy the thrill of cheating, you know, of possibly getting caught maybe or something. You need that excitement in your life, because honestly, I don't think you ever gave your marriage a fighting chance, because you admitted you were cheating with this man before you even married him. Now you're cheating not only on your husband, but you're cheating on the man you started cheating with. So you're just a serial cheater to me. Steve?
Years and years of cheating. Let's start at the bottom of the letter. Am I wrong for running to the arms of two very successful men? You're asking us this? Am I wrong? You already know.
Yeah, for real.
The thing is, you don't care, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, then now let's go back up to the top. Shirley, Steve, and Tommy. You're the first person to ever put Tommy in the strawberry letter. And I know why. Because he's been talking a lot during the strawberry letters. And we offer you our humblest apologies about that. Now, let's get to the letter. You've been a wife for 14 years. You've been with your husband for 18. You got together as teenagers. He doesn't know that I've been seeing someone else since before we got married. Okay, right there.
Yeah.
Right there. You were never, ever committed to this man or to the marriage. Now you got the nerve in your letter, after you state your case as to why you're with these two men, you say, in the nerve of you to say, he failed me. I believed in him, but in all these years, he has failed to deliver. He has failed you.
Right.
You've never really been the man's wife. You've never been true to him.
Right.
You've never been committed to him.
Yeah.
And then you got the audacity to turn around and say that this man has failed you. Failed you. You're getting out of him what you deserve, which is nothing. You ain't putting nothing in. You've been getting a lot put in you, but you ain't put nothing in.
Cat.
Oh, you a trip, lady. And you mad because he's smoking weed. Hell, you ain't here.
You got to do something. You're nasty.
Watching cartoons, eating cereal, and smoking weed. You ain't here.
We'll be back with more of Steve's response to the Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next is our girl, Cheryl Underwood. She is here. But Steve, come on, finish with your response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Let's have it right now.
This woman right here, Shirley says, is just a chronic cheater. And that's what she is. I don't care. See, one of the things we were discussing off the air was she's been seeing this man since before they got married.
Yeah.
She says, I love this man simply for the man that he is. When we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has unlimited sex drive and pleases me every time.
She's a freak.
Okay, then the question was, well, why didn't she marry him then?
The other guy.
Because then guess what? If she'd have married him, she would still be seeing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain something to you. If you have a husband,
okay, break
and
it down,
you're cheating please. On him with someone since you were married, and your description of this other man is that when we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has unlimited sex drive and pleases me every time. Okay, that you would think was the ultimate.
Right after that, she
goes, about a year ago, I began a sexual relationship with another man. For what? You just said.
Uh-huh.
Here was a man
who
is unlimitless and pleases
unlimited.
You every time you turn around and go get another man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not just a cheater. You freak of the week.
She's a freak.
Come on.
For real.
You just, what's wrong with you?
She can't get enough.
Why don't you sit your hot, trashy tail down somewhere?
Insatiable. Yeah.
You just thirsty.
Uh-huh. She's just wild.
You're just a big old thirsty babe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing worse than an old thirsty chick. You're just thirsty.
Shirley.
Everything you see, you got to drink.
That's her.
Just sit your tail down somewhere.
She's just wilding out.
Do you have children?
She didn't say that.
But does she?
She probably does after 14 years of marriage.
Now, this other man who I care for very much, love his company,
she would know
love that. The sex, and I feel safe when he together. Oh, he just great big old Mandingo, big old slave lover.
If she did have children, who would the daddy be, though?
She ain't got that kind of time.
Yeah. It ain't the dope smoker.
Why don't you just open up a circus?
A what?
A circus. You got a freak show. You got a Mandingo man. You got a weed smoker. Yeah. Just open up a circus and have exhibits. Wait.
Here he comes.
Here he is, smoking weed all day, Reefer Man.
Reefer Man.
I think we get it.
Oh, we get it.
We got to go.
So much ignorance.
Yeah. Overload. Ignorance overload, isn't it? Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. So, come on, Steve, introduce your girl from the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Shell Underwood.
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey. I'm so happy. Man, listen, watch the talk. I know it's Thursday, but you got to watch the talk on Monday. Shirley, Chris Brown going to be a guest on the talk. I dropped it right here. Don't nobody know it. Unless what? They weren't supposed to send me the memo. Chris Brown going to be a guest on the talk. You know, I couldn't hold water from a bucket, but wait a minute. It gets better, boys and girls. Ooh. Charlie Wilson going to be a guest on the show, too.
First name, what? Charlie. Yes, sir.
Right? Yes.
My dude.
Yes. He's so great.
I am so
He's
excited.
So great.
Mm-hmm. But today is Black Radio Solidarity Day. That's right. We will be streaming live for 24 hours. That's right. We're going to be on lockdown at the J-Spot. 5581 West Manchester. Starting today at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. June the 1st all the way until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. June the 2nd. We're going to be on lockdown. That's right. KJLH family. I got to say it right. KJLH family. Everybody that's listening that went to a HBCU or working at a HBCU radio station. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Purview.
You know the lockdown, baby.
Yeah. We talking about Charles Drew Medical Center right out here.
Yes, girl.
Charles Richard Drew.
HBCU's near Bowie State. Howard, where you at? We talking about Fayetteville State. Where you at? So what we going to do, we going to be on lockdown in the J-Spot. We going in with blankets, pillows, collar. We going in with food, Junior. And we going to lockdown.
Please take deodorant.
Man, we got deodorant. We got wet wipes. We got everything. We got
wet wipes.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready for it. We got chewing gum. A comedian's going to be dropping by, Mike Washington. Everybody dropping by. We got actors. We got celebrities. We got athletes. But we starting at 10 a.m. today in the J-Spot. 5581 West Manchester. Y. This is the start of Sheryl Underwood's weekend at the J-Spot. June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th. But wait a minute. Let me tell you why this is important. This is important because Black Radio Solidarity Day brings us all together for a good cause. And the cause today is HBCUs, HBCU radio stations, and everything that helps HBCUs. So for 24 hours, we're going to be inside the J-Spot. Then, wait, we're going to watch
in
the
Los
game.
Angeles.
We're going to watch the Golden State Warriors take on the Cavaliers. That's right. Everybody with that LeBron James hairline, come on over to the J-Spot. Then, we got the comedy show. After that, Mike Washington flew all the way from Washington, D.C. to come to the J-Pop. But wait, it gets better. What you going to talk about, Cheryl? I'm going to talk about how I thought I was a real famous female comedian's friend until I called on the phone and she blew me out the water. I can't say the words, but you got to come to the J-Spot. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about the bromance. We're going to talk about the bromance between Vladimir Putin and President Trump. We're going to talk about how you lose your job when you thought you was being funny. Oh, well, I know where I'll be New Year's. I don't know where somebody going to be New Year's. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
I know y'all be like, Sir Underwood, you going to be in the J-Spot for 24 hours. That's right. People going to be stopping on by the J-Spot. That's right. Starting today, Black Radio Solidarity Day, 24 hours inside of the J-Spot, 5581 West Manchester. I got to thank Steve Harvey Radio, all my family, all my friends, all my sorrows, all my friends, and I got to thank KJLH. I'm out, Steve Harvey.
All right, girl.
That's what's up, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's how you do it right there. That's how you
HBCU.
Do it.
HBCU.
All right.
PB.
Stuff. Thank you, Cheryl. We'll be back.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's how good God is.
Yes, he is.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lord Jesus. Yes, he is. Hell, glory.
Yes, yeah.
To my Savior. Lord have mercy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everybody? Good morning. Hi, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Good. You're working on your voice, I see.
Yes, ma'am. It's getting out.
Mm-hmm. Based it on up. You can't get a wife with a high voice.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't like it. Everybody in the house can't be screaming, sounding like.
Yes, ma'am.
Got to be able to know who the woman is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
I was with Kate the other day.
Yep, my mama,
We had a good time. We was talking about you. You need to call her again, you know.
Yeah, I call her. We talk every other day. Mama on the payroll. Mama well taken care of.
And I didn't say that. I said you need to call her. Something happened.
Oh, really? What?
Ain't nothing negative. It's about you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you want to tell me what's happened?
I just said you need to call your mama. Now, you want me to talk about it out here?
No. But if it's what I think.
Well, I just had some child support papers came to the house. That is what vasectomy conversation you having on the radio is obviously too late.
Yeah.
Now, what I think you need instead of a vasectomy is an attorney.
You had to ask, didn't you? You had to ask, Tommy.
Okay. Bring it up. Now you're sitting up in here and got a situation. Hi, J. Anthony.
Good morning, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Nice to have you over here. You know, I never could talk to you when you was on Tom's show.
No, that would have been difficult.
No, difficult is one thing. Impossible is something else.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Good. Seen Tasha on Instagram the other day.
You
got all A's.
Yes, ma'am. She's on honor roll. Yes, ma'am.
Girl, that's something. That's a smart baby you got.
Thank you, Sister Odell. I'm so proud of
her. She's smart. Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. How are you?
Mm-hmm, I'm fine. Don't overdo it.
It's fake, Sister Odell. You weren't feeling that.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that we're on, you know, the same accord. We're getting along now. So I just wanted to, you know, put a little extra into it because that's how I'm feeling
today. That's all right, though. How's your husband?
Well, he's doing fine. Thank you for asking. How's
yours? Y'all put a little extra into your cooking.
Mm. What was that?
Yeah.
I just said she needed to put a little extra into the cooking since she's putting extra in the thing.
Oh, I thought you said cookie. I'm sorry.
I thought you said that.
I just don't have time.
Now, cooking. Oh, she passing out cooking. That ain't the problem. That's why he ain't left yet.
All right, let's move on.
The cooking ain't the problem. It's the cooking.
Move on, yeah. Sister Odell.
Oh, he cook it up.
Wait, if you got good cookie, do you have to cook?
Yeah, cookie. The oven stay on.
Apparently not. Probably.
Apparently not.
Right.
But it's not for cooking.
I'm going to say no, Jay.
No, you don't.
You know, when you ain't had a man that long as she had, when she get one, it's a tear-down process. Whole man probably just getting toe-down.
Can we change the subject, Sister Odell?
We could. What you want to change it to?
Well, I mean, did you hear about Tiger Woods?
You know, I heard about Lil Poe Tiger.
Yeah. He was arrested for DUI. There was no alcohol found
in the
report,
though. It ain't got to be done. Tiger Black now, see?
There he is.
It's official.
Tiger name gonna get changed to Panther. Yeah, it's official now. Once you get arrested and get your ass whooped down at the police station, welcome back to Black. I bet on the police report you ain't a Cablin Asian.
No, it's Black.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that mugshot?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Just like my third husband when they arrested him down in Jupiter, Florida.
Really? Oh. Who? What was his name?
Cleophas.
What did he get arrested for?
What did he get arrested for?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because he was Black.
Okay.
Tiger wasn't even driving his car. He was asleep.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They walk his ass asleep. Up to take him to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart. Uh-huh. Asleep,
he was asleep. Yeah.
He was
yeah.
sleeping in the car with both his rims messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't lie, though. He said there wasn't no alcohol involved.
0.0. Yeah.
And it was 3 in the morning. It was 3 a.m.
3 in the morning coming from a restaurant.
A what?
A restaurant. You can't hear?
It's just restaurants. It's
yeah.
restaurants.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
But
what show was you heifers listening to?
But say it again,
restaurant. Yeah. He was at yeah. a restaurant and he fell asleep
Need
on the way
seat.
Home. Couldn't find a white girl to drive him home, I guess.
Is a restaurant like a restaurant? Are they
yeah,
the same?
I think so.
Excuse
yeah, think
me?
That's what she's saying.
Watch it, Jay. No. Okay.
Nothing.
Wait, hold on, hold on. New
Here
man.
No, I ain't saying
no,
I let it go.
Oh, you don't know, do you?
No, I let it go. No, I'm
oh,
go.
Okay. Well, let it go. Let it go same way Tom let you go.
I'm a Jay like I told him. I'm not going nowhere, Sister Odell.
Yeah, well, you ain't got to go nowhere, but you don't want this, though.
I'm not leaving, Sister Odell.
Careful, little baby.
Be nice, Sister Odell.
I am nice.
I'm not doing
it. I'm looking at CNN right now. They got Tiger Woods drunk looking ass on that now.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. I do. Yeah.
I don't. You know, welcome back. I told you you wasn't gone.
Can we pray for him?
Yeah. Hey, another athlete made news lately. Shaq. Well, not actually Shaq, but Shaq's feet.
Did you see that?
Did you see?
Have you seen
had
his
a chance
foot?
To see that foot, Sister Odell? That.
Yeah, I seen it.
That's my boy. I got to talk to him.
You
about
sound
it.
A little sad, Sister
well,
Odell.
Well, you know, feet ain't, you know. I ain't never mad a man cause his feet.
Yes, ma'am.
As long as they can walk to work. That's all they got to be good for.
All right. Thank you, Sister Odell, for stopping by as always. Carla's reality update coming up next.
Oh, it's that time. It's that time. It's that time. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. It's that time. Reality update.
Oh, okay, nephew, I'll take you.
That's hey. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that was great.
A little different, wasn't it?
Great intro.
A little different intro. Okay, crew, right. Here we go. Well, after 13 seasons, ABC Reality's Love Show, you know the competition love show, The Bachelorette, is now, they have now casted a female black sister. Her name is Rachel Lindsay. She is a 31-year-old lawyer from Dallas, Texas. And she is trying to find love and a husband. She has been on the show before. She was on The Bachelor before. Uh-huh. So they brought her back to be The Bachelorette this season. And when she's not in the courtroom, Rachel enjoys jamming out to Michael Jackson, Prince, playing basketball, watching scary movies. And her future husband will need to be smart, funny, and have a decent jump shot, and you know, want to play with her nephew, and she has an adorable dog. Okay, so that's what Rachel is looking for. Love. She's looking for a man. She's already cut 7 hopefuls from her pool of potential husbands. There are 24 remaining, and the men spent this week trying to get to know Rachel and go out on dates. You know, this is a competitive contest. Now, there is an issue, though, with one of the contestants trying to get a date with the Bachelorette, with Rachel. He doesn't appear to like black people. Let's just say that.
What?
Lee Garrett. His Twitter account came under heavy scrutiny, Junior, on Wednesday after a fan found a lot of offensive posts that this guy has posted. Over the past 2 years, this 30-year-old Nashville singer-songwriter, he has attacked Black Lives Matter movement, the NAACP, the LGBT community, Islam. Garrett, he once tweeted, "What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? Wait for it. One has the sense of shame to cover their racist blank faces." He joked in another post. So what's
a concern is...
Why he's still on there?
Exactly. Because you know what, Tommy? The concern is, you know, you would think the screening process for these shows is usually very careful and, you know, precise.
That's what they want, though. They want
those
ratings.
Exactly, Jay. Mm. You hit it. Some folks are now thinking that ABC knowingly casted this guy, Lee Gary, to purposely stir up, you know, some drama.
Well, they did it.
So the question is, I guess, it's possible for this young lady to end up with a white man and nobody have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
It's possible for her to end up with a white man.
Let me say something about a white woman. It's like,
That's where you're going with this?
That's what you got out of this? Wait, so supportive, but I say
this is about you? That's your takeaway. Okay. Yeah.
You hear the Geronimo sound, though?
Everyone's up in arms.
All upset.
Please continue, Carla. Ignore him.
I did.
But you made your point, huh, Jay? I made my point.
She might wind up hooking up with a Klan member, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, she might end up with a white man. She could end up with a white guy. I'm pretty sure she would pick this guy.
She better not show up at them rallies then.
It's going to be a problem.
You did not bring her.
Hoods or no hoods?
That is my scene, boy.
Her eyes so dark.
That's my scene.
Come on, Carla. Finish these crazy guys.
All right, let's move on. Well, anyway, let me tell you about this guy, too, Garrett. His Twitter account has been switched to private. I bet it has.
Oh, yeah.
Since you've been busted.
We'll switch it for you.
Which is true. I can't get on it right now.
All right, let's move on. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Shirley. Your girl, Tommy. Tommy is leaving the show.
No,
she's the reason I watch it.
Yes. Why?
You know what? Tommy has been in a lot of drama on the show.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yes, she has.
Your girl stays in trouble. And the reason why Tommy decided to quit Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, she announced her decision to quit the series during an Instagram live session last week. The reality star explained to fans that being on the show has brought her a lot of trouble. You remember Tommy was arrested, she posted bail, and she explained that she no longer had the desire to appear on the show anymore. And she said, to everybody that's been watching me, to everyone that loved the kid and all that, I will not be continuing next season. Tommy wanted to just bow out gracefully, Shirley, and she wants to be great in her career away from reality television.
Okay,
so.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I'll miss her, but I can respect that.
I
like her.
Job.
I like
her.
She's off the chain.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I quit. Depending on what the check is.
Yeah. Well, she has to, you know, she has a lot of drama with her mother. And
she has children. She has kids.
She has,
she has daughters that she has to be an example for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wish her well. We wish her well. She may come back to the show. You never know.
Oh, Tommy.
I know. Yeah. You never know. She may get a spinoff. You never know with these reality stars. And Stevie J is fearful of his life. He says that Jocelyn abuses me. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Stevie J claims that Jocelyn Hernandez has gone crazy and is physically abusive.
I'm going to put your ass deep today. I'm going to whip your ass every day.
Yeah,
I mean
word
that.
Is that Stevie is even asking a judge, Tommy, to protect him from his little girl and his little girl.
Cut down to the cut. Oh, she hurting the little girl?
No. Well, allegedly, Jocelyn has attacked Stevie on multiple occasions, and he says that he is in fear of his life, especially after Jocelyn assaulted him in front of their lawyers as recently as May 11th. Well, what is the beef? What is she tripping about? The two are currently in the middle of a nasty child support and custody battle.
You think I'm going to beat your head in front of the lawyer?
You think I won't?
Let me give a shout out to the World of Dance. World of Dance, the reality dance show that I've been telling everybody to watch. Mm-hmm. Ratings were through the roof. Jennifer Lopez, Neo, everybody did their thing. I love the show. That's Reality Update.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You guys hear boxing champ Floyd Mayweather has criticized current hip hop. In a recent interview, Mayweather touched on quite a few subjects, including if the fight between him and Conor McGregor is actually going to happen. A lot of people are wondering about that. But Floyd also criticized the state of current hip-hop music. Wow, I never thought I'd say that about Floyd. He acknowledged that the music he grew up on did reference marijuana, but now the drug references, are so out of control that songs make it okay to be a junkie.
Mayweather Steve added, word.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves that word. Mayweather added, this is crazy that it's okay to OD on drugs. It's okay to take any drugs now. It's okay to be a junkie. And the legendary rappers like to stick to what they talk about. When you go back and really listen to the legendary rappers, this is timeless music. Guys like Biggie, guys like Pac, timeless music. So today's hip-hop, he's saying, come on now.
What time the music going to be. He's not going to. He can't make that call about what music's going to be timeless. He's not even in the music. He's a boxer. He's been hitting head too much.
But he's kind of right, though. I mean, we still play Pac. We still play
this
Biggie.
Music that's being played today, when they get older, this is going to be their back in the day. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm still a Biggie and Pac fan.
Yeah, I mean, those songs.
Oh, forever.
Forever.
For real. Yeah.
And Ice Cube.
What are you saying in these songs, though?
But yeah, but I kind of understand what Floyd is saying. Some of the songs sound the same, and they're not really rapping about nothing.
And it's not okay to be a junkie. He's right. It's not okay to be a junkie. No. I mean, you can say that, just like the rappers have the right to say whatever they want to say.
Man.
I want to, but I can't. I'm already in the damn tabloids and the internet.
I mean, week after week.
Yeah, man.
I meant to tell you that I was at the grocery store.
I'm going to let Floyd handle it.
Good
job, Floyd.
What's up with your boy? I don't know.
When stuff happens to you, it happens to us.
We feel it.
Sorry.
Well, not the same.
I appreciate you saying that and wanting
we
to
get
join
it,
in. No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
But I will say this.
To you, it happens to us. No, the hell it don't.
But people appreciate. Yeah.
We're here with you.
Yeah.
That's all.
And your fans don't believe that stuff. They don't believe the stuff that's in the tabloid.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so damn ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. The hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
They just be doing stuff, man. I be sitting up here going, are y'all for real? But here's the part about it, though. If you take anybody to court, they ain't got nothing to get. And then secondly, when a person sues you and it turns out to be frivolous, guess what they get to do? They just get to go home. Well, it didn't work. Tried to pimp them out some money. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man. Don't nothing happen to the person that files a false claim or nothing like that? Nothing happens to them?
Yeah.
They just get to skip to the loo, my darling, and go home?
And that's the fame game.
DriveDineThere.com.
That's what we
need. Is that still alive?
Tommy,
is that still alive?
DriveDineThere.com.
Don't drive.
Do that.
No, you can't drive down there.
Maybe you and Jay. Does Jay know what drive down there?
Yeah, it sounds like trouble.
Jay, get out of the car laughing. We about to whoop your ass.
What, Jay?
Look, I just got this job, okay? I'm not in the... Let me get a couple of these checks cashed, and then maybe we can talk.
But
put them in the bag. Right,
let some money marinate for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, you want to do a drive-by?
That's your boy.
It's a butt-whooping, though, Jay.
I would love to.
This is the first you're disagreeing with Tommy.
I'll holler at you.
He's going to be in the car.
I'm not going to be in the car, man.
You're out, Jay.
Jay ain't finna go fight.
See, that's what was wrong over there, Tom. Y'all didn't want to whoop nobody's ass. That's what was wrong over there, Tom. Y'all didn't want to whoop nobody's ass.
I got no fight at all.
All right. We'll be back after these jams, okay? We're still here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here's a question. Did Jennifer Lopez call Drake a booty call?
She probably
did. She
kind of kicking it for a second.
Yeah, for a minute. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
She may have summed up what was really going on between her and Drake. The rumor mill was spinning, you know, back in December, they were inseparable. They were going out, mm-hmm. appearing, you know, to be making more than just music together. And then things kind of went away. They cooled off, right? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, Jenny from the block got jokes, or maybe she's spilling the tea. A video surfaced from J-Lo's Vegas residency shows, and during her act, she played a snippet, Drake's Hotline Bling, which referred to Drizzy as a booty call and continued her performance.
I don't see nothing wrong with getting that booty call, though. I'll take that call.
Not at all.
No.
Matter of fact, actually.
Yeah, 832-259.
You're married, idiot.
You putting your number out there?
You're
really?
You're so damn stupid.
777-9311. You can call me anytime.
Get your nephew, Steve.
Who don't want that call?
You're going to be in the tabloids next, Tommy.
She going to dance, too? Who don't want that call?
Yeah. Wow. Please call me. Let me know so I can get my medication up. So. Call me.
What'd you say, Junior?
He's going to need it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to go in this without medication. Are you kidding?
You want to be ready.
Medication has changed the game.
You stay ready.
Man, yeah, don't make me waste this expensive-ass pill. What is wrong with you, girl?
Silly me. I thought you meant your diabetic medication.
Oh, hell no.
Silly me. You're talking about the blue pill.
You're not worried about the sugar.
Yeah. And they're not all blue, damn it, okay? How about that?
Silly me.
I like
that. Yeah, medication changed the game, man. Yes.
Because she goes with A-Rod now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
she's dating A-Rod.
For real.
A-Rod.
Keyword.
She can get some J-Rod over here.
Oh, oh my God! He said that! Steve! No. You hired him! No. What do you mean no?
A blue pill and the J-Rod.
Be quiet, Tommy. No.
You're hating it.
Oh, no. Y'all the one laughing. Go ahead. Laugh y'all ass right on out of work.
I'm not going nowhere.
Shane, huh?
Oh, my God.
Shane.
Oh, man. He really said that for real. Steve, you had to know some of this before you hired him. You had to know some of this.
Okay. Am I that bad, really? Do I need help, really? Okay.
We all need to help on this show. We all need help.
You're doing great. Oh, my God. Trust me, there's somebody listening right now. Hate you ain't over. God.
Five people.
Five. Oh, my God.
You can't say everything that comes to your mind, Jeff.
Yeah, everything. Don't you hear us when we tell Steve that?
Here's what I'm going to do. From now, I'm going to run it by Shirley.
Oh, no.
Shirley, should I say this? Yes. All right, how about this? Can I say this right here?
No.
What about this?
No.
No?
That's even worse.
Well, then just turn my mic off, damn it.
Oh, my God. Steve,
you're going to have to get your boy. You're going to have to.
I can't believe he's not saying
what about
anything.
This right here? Can I say this?
That's what I brought him over here for. Now you want me to stop him. No, hell no. Quit laughing.
Okay. I'm glad I got a stupid partner.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back, y'all, with time for just one more thing.
Yes,
Sand
sir.
And Soul, everybody.
Yes, sir.
October the 6th through the 9th. Some wonderful weekend. Y'all, come join us out there at the beautiful Atlantis Hotel in the Nassau, Bahamas. The whole morning show going to be there practically. We're going to be so engulfed in radiant rays of sun. Mm-hmm. Just sitting around ordering drinks and food, eating stuff. You ain't got no business eating just
at all.
It's delicious.
Yes.
We're going to be gambling all day, all night, shopping all day long. Sitting on the beach, sitting around the pool, riding on the lazy river, staying in five hotels. And Lord have mercy, the entertainment is off the chain.
Woo-hoo! You got that right.
Keep sweat.
Yes.
Salt and pepper.
Come on.
New edition.
Let me say that.
We just going to be up in there killing it, man. New. It's going to be so nice. Y'all come join us. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com
and make
your reservations now. And come on, hang out with this show. And we're going to be doing it. We got a golf tournament over there, too. And I don't even care if you're playing it.
But you know what we don't have? Tell them what we don't have, Steve.
This weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell them what we don't have, Steve.
If you play in it or not.
Yes.
Will we have seminars, Steve?
Tell them what we don't have.
Tournament be over in 3 hours. Yeah.
But we don't have
seminars. No seminars.
Tell them what we do not have.
We do not have any teaching moments. You will learn nothing except the cost of alcohol. Where to buy the right Cuban cigars? Because you got to be careful over there. Because you will get played.
Go to
an authentic store in order to get your Cubans. Yeah, I had a dude one time play me with some stuff over there. But the Bahamas is great, man. Got a lot of friends over there. A lot of great. Just, you're going to love it, man. And ride the lazy river.
Ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to love that lazy river, man.
If you're down
there,
get you
a raft
and
just sit down. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to push off.
Oh,
it just flows you, man.
Mm-hmm. You been on the slides?
No, I don't do that.
You ain't done the slide?
No, I'm not rocking and down at no damn bullet speed and get thrown in no damn.
Oh, the slide.
He's
is
got
fun.
Hosting gigs.
Yeah.
No, I ain't got no time for water shoot up in my nose.
He's got to host stuff.
Tommy, you did that?
So,
yeah, I did. I did a couple of them. I didn't do the big one that drops you down and you. See right there, right there.
What tall
I did
skin.
Not think about that.
You walked right into that one.
When
there.
That kid, get your little show.
Don't worry about them two. Man, I'm with you, Tommy. You.
Somebody come get this old ass looking baby.
Get your
get
baby.
Get away from here, Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
Old looking ass. Trying to ride on the big slide.
Whose baby has a cigar? Whose baby is this? I had to get one, Tommy. We still together, but I just had to get
one. What is that in his diaper? What is that in his diaper?
Who
Who has the baby with the sideburns? Whose baby is this?
I'm gonna give you a point. I'm gonna give you a point on Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
That's a movie. That's a movie
right
there.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Mr. Boy. That's
Mr. Boy.
Steve said, get out of the way from
me,
Mr. Boy.
I got it. Mr. Boy.
Yeah.
So go to Steve. So.
You gave him respect, Mister.
That was funny, right?
We let him have that one. Uh-huh. We'll be around another day. We got another day. Don't worry about it. That was a good one.
You was in it, Jay. You were right.
Well, I just
in
got
it.
A little bit of it.
Jay threw a rock. He threw a rock.
Yeah, he did.
That damn Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
Ooh, that boy put respect
go
with
me,
it.
Mr. Boy.
Yeah, Mr. Boy.
That was
elder.
Yeah, man.
That was ignorant.
Little man
was...
baby is this.
Little man baby is this.
Baby man.
With sideburns.
Oh, y'all stupid, man. You got me with that. You ain't got, boy, you got me good.
You cigar out your mouth.
You slapped it out. You slapped the cigar.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the rides.
Come on,
man, my stomach in a knot,
damn cigar. Where's your mama? Letting this old-ass looking baby smoke a cigar.
We got to write a movie called Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy, that's a movie for sure.
Mr. Boy, somebody going to steal that while we talking about it.
Uh-huh. It'll be out next week.
Didn't the Wayans kind of do that, Little Man?
Yeah.
Little Man.
Yeah, Little Man.
Little Man was like that.
We got Kevin Hart tomorrow, huh?
Kevin tomorrow.
Kevin Hart, Steve, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, baby.
Yeah.
Kevin's coming tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
He stole my idea. But that's okay.
What do you mean he stole my idea?
Wait, he stole
his new movie. His new, what is his movie?
Oh, Captain Underpants.
See, I had Captain Draws, and he just changed the name.
Are you going to talk to him about it tomorrow?
I'm going to bring it up. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. I ain't scared.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can sue him for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you were saying, Steve, go to sandandsoulfestival.com. Oh, we'll be in the Bahamas October 6th through the 9th, and we would love for you to join us. Yes. We want you to be there.
See Tommy.
Can you do it?
Over there trying to get on that tall slide. Stop him from climbing up the steps.
Don't y'all be running.
Get out of the way from here, Mr. Boy. See y'all
Take
tomorrow.
Take us home, Steve. Yeah.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.